brainchild of the UPA government, the Aadhaar card, was eventually passed by the BJP government. The mode of the passage of this bill itself ranked up controversy and became the subject matter of litigation before the Supreme Court. From making Aadhaar mandatory for dispensing welfare scheme benefits to an attempt to bring transparency in the taxation of individuals, almost all the steps towards making Aadhaar the only gateway for complete financial and social inclusion were challenged before the Supreme Court today.
ये एक बहुत ऐतिहासिक जजमेंट है जिसमें कि आम आदमी को बहुत रिलीफ मिलेगा. पहला रिलीफ तो ये कि इतने सारे ये प्राइवेट लोग आधार को इंसिस्ट कर रहे थे कि भाई आप आधार कार्ड दीजिए, नहीं तो हम आपका बैंक अकाउंट नहीं खोलेंगे, आपका हम एडमिशन नहीं करेंगे, आपको मोबाइल सिम कार्ड नहीं देंगे, आपको हम ट्रैवल नहीं करने देंगे. इस सब को सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने साफ साफ कह दिया है कि कोई ऐसा नहीं मांग सकता और ऐसा मांगना बिल्कुल गैर संवैधानिक होगा.
द आधार हियरिंग वॉज वन ऑफ द लॉन्गेस्ट हियरिंग इन द सुप्रीम कोर्ट. द फर्स्ट पिटीशन चैलेंजिंग आधार वॉज फाइल्ड बैक इन एज 2012. टुडे द जजमेंट वॉज प्रोनाउंस्ड बाय द बेंच ऑफ चीफ जस्टिस दीपक मिश्रा एंड जस्टिसेस A.K. Sirki, A.M. Khanwilkar, D.Y. Chandrachur and Ashok Bhushan. In a majority verdict of 4-1, the Supreme Court upheld the validity of the Aadhaar Act but struck down several provisions. Now let us break down the Aadhaar verdict to help you understand it better. Section 57, which permitted private sectors such as banks, mobile companies to insist on Aadhaar, struck down. CBSE NEET cannot make Aadhaar mandatory. Aadhaar not mandatory for Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan. However, enrollment can be insisted only with parents' consent. The Supreme Court asked the centre to bring a robust law for data protection as soon as possible. Aadhaar is mandatory for PAN card linking. Aadhaar must not be made mandatory for school admission and the administration cannot make it mandatory. Government to ensure that illegal migrants are not issued Aadhaar to get benefits of social welfare schemes. Court struck down the provision in Aadhaar law allowing sharing of data on the ground of national security. There is a fundamental difference between Aadhaar and other identity proof, as Aadhaar cannot be duplicated and it is a unique identification. It added that Aadhaar is to empower the marginalized section of the society and it gives them an identity.
The matter related to furnishing of Aadhaar number to various authorities and agencies, as is very commonly demanded, got decided by the Supreme Court today. The Supreme Court has very rightly distinguished and differentiated between cases where the Aadhaar number has to be shared and linked and where it does not have to. For example, in the case of Income Tax Department, the Supreme Court has upheld the need to link the return of income with the Aadhaar number, whereas for opening a bank account, it has clearly said that you do not need the Aadhaar number to be furnished by the bank. We can see a lot of logic and reasoning in this. In the case of a bank, all that the bank needs from you is proof of identity. It comes very easily by just giving the PAN number or the driving license or the passport. That is enough to prove your identity. The bank does not need to be given access to the Aadhaar number of the account holder, and for that, it is not just that the identity has got proved, but according to us, the Supreme Court somewhere thinks that banks cannot be trusted with the Aadhaar details. There have been enough data leakages of banks, and the Supreme Court in its discretion has held that a bank need not be given the Aadhaar number. It's a question of not being needed and not being trusted. On the other hand, in the case of the Income Tax Department, the Aadhaar linkage has been made mandatory. And that's because the Income Rights Department, first of all, needs it. The Income Rights Department needs to be able to keep an eye on all the activities of the taxpayer which could result in earning of taxable income or tax evasion. So, access to Aadhaar becomes necessary. So, first, the department needs it. The second is, the Supreme Court is also trusting the database of the Income Tax Department. Its database is far more secure. And the Supreme Court trusts that when you share the Aadhaar number with the Income Tax Department, it is not going to go in wrong hands or be misused, unlike what we see in the case of banks.
ये आधार एक्ट नहीं बना, ये सरकारी अधिकार एक्ट बन गया। ये आधार एक्ट नहीं बना, ये निजी कंपनियों का अधिकार एक्ट बन गया, जिसको सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने निराधार कहलाया। अगर हमारी बात मान लेते तो आज सैकड़ों लोगों का जो प्राइवेट डेटा है, बायोमेट्रिक डेटा है, सैकड़ों नहीं, लाखों लाखों भी नहीं, करोड़ों लोगों का जो डेटा है निजी कंपनियों के पास नहीं जाता। सरकार को कोई अधिकार नहीं है नेशनल सिक्योरिटी का बहाना देकर किसी का आधार का नंबर लें। ये बहुत बड़ी जीत है। जीत इसलिए है कि अगर ये एक्ट, अधिकार एक्ट, आधार नहीं पास कहीं हो जाता तो इसका भविष्य, जो भविष्य में सरकार क्या करती या आप उसके तो उसका अंदाजा भी नहीं लगा सकते। तो मैं सुप्रीम कोर्ट की जजमेंट का स्वागत करता हूँ।
दैट आधार इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड फॉर ओपनिंग अ बैंक अकाउंट फॉल्स फ्लैट ऑन दिस आर्ग्यूमेंट। एक्चुअली आधार हैज बीन लिंक्ड पैन अकाउंट, पैन कार्ड, एंड यू कैनॉट ओपन अ बैंक अकाउंट विदाउट अ पैन कार्ड। सो द मोमेंट यू गो टू द बैंक एंड यू प्रेजेंट अ पैन कार्ड विच इज लिंक टू द आधार, Aadhaar becomes part of the bank account indirectly. So the only direct application of Aadhaar to the bank account has been nullified. Otherwise, the provisions remain the same. And most important aspect of this judgment is the court upholding the government's contention that Aadhaar has been able to reduce the corruption in direct transfer of benefits. So this point has been upheld by the court, and this is one area where the government has achieved the maximum amount of benefit by reducing the number of illegal entrants into the direct benefit scheme, which was the norm pre-2014. Therefore, I think if you take an overall assessment of the court's judgment, we can safely say that the courts have upheld the purpose of Aadhaar, they have legitimized Aadhaar, they have upheld the validity, constitutional validity of Aadhaar. But of course, if the government wants to tighten its provisions over Aadhaar further, they will have to go through the formation of law regarding other provisions of Aadhaar, like making use of private companies and private vendors to make use of Aadhaar. So legitimizing Aadhaar further through legislation is open to the government. How far this government will go in that direction is to be seen.
Justice Chandrachud was the sole dissenting judge of the 5-judge bench that said that the unique identification program violates essential norms of privacy and data protection, expressing his concern with safeguard provided in the Aadhaar Act. Justice Chandrachud said that the Act gives discretionary power to Unique Identification Authority of India, the body that governs Aadhaar. The Aadhaar hearing was the second longest hearings in the Supreme Court, and after a long journey in the Supreme Court, which saw several new petitions and a number of different benches, the verdict today is finally being pronounced. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.